The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker. You can follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio or Facebook us at facebook.com/cruiseradio.
Next week, we're going to be aboard the Norwegian Epic. Very excited about that. It's going to be a big show. But this week, I hope you've enjoyed your 4th of July weekend. We're going to do something a little stripped down this time for this show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take some of your calls and your questions and have Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guy, the expert, field those questions.
And a quick programming note, last week we said Randy Peterson will be here. This week we actually pushed Randy back until next week, so we'll look forward to talking to him on next week's show.
He's the guy who's accumulated over 17 million frequent flyer miles, and he'll tell you how you can hopefully do the same. All right, Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guy joins us right now. You can find him at cruiseguy.com. Hi, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Hey, man.
Hope you guys had a happy 4th of July.
We are just counting down the days till we board the brand spanking new Norwegian Epic.
Two more days.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. Most excited about the open bar.
Yes, I'm not sure you are, but you guys will have restrictions.
Okay, well.
I heard that there were a lot of questions this week, and you've actually whittled it down to four.
Yes.
We have a caller here online. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Stuart. It's Billy Floyd. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question regarding Mediterranean cruises. I'm looking at taking one. I just want to know when's the best time to book, book a cruise to the Mediterranean, go over to the Mediterranean.
Well, at this point, I would strongly suggest that you actually wait until the fall, for the best deals, because the airfare for summer is going to be very high, but there are going to be lots of deals out of Barcelona, out of Rome, that you're going to find some really terrific deals, heading into September and October, and quite possibly if you want to catch some of those transatlantics as the ships reposition back from Europe to the United States, you're going to find some great deals.
All right. Thank you so much. Next caller, go ahead.
The wife and I are planning a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise. We were wondering if you could maybe give us some suggestions on some land excursions.
As far as these shore excursions go on the Western Caribbean, it really depends on the actual itinerary. If you're doing like Costa Maya, I'd recommend staying on board the ship, same as well as Cozumel, but you may want to head into to a restaurant. You can always go Poncho's Backyard is a great choice for some really good authentic meals, and you can arrange for some snorkeling. But when you head to, let's say, Grand Cayman, for example, you got to do the Stingray City Tour. It is really a blast. And in Jamaica, for example, you can always do the Duns River Falls. That's always a lot of fun.
You mentioned Stingray City. I think the Dolphin Cove Stingray City combo is a good deal, and it's an amazing experience. It's a great day, full day.
It's a lot of fun. Look, anywhere you get a chance to interact with the dolphins, it's a lot of fun.
Crazy fun.
What's the excursion that you have the little self-propelled little submarine with you? You know what I'm talking about?
Right, the little...
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is.
And no one knows what it is.
It's not a submarine, number one.
Oh.
It's a thing you hold on to, and it's basically got a powerful fan in the front.
Right.
Yeah. It's a pull me behind.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they
call
them.
The technical name.
Yeah. All right, next caller here.
Hey, guys. I just had a quick question. I am going on a 7-night cruise to Alaska, and I was just wondering if you have any information about flying into Vancouver. I've never flown out of the country. I'm looking forward to it and just wanted some updates, if you could.
If you're flying into Vancouver, the first thing you need to know is you spent about 30 or 40% more for that airline ticket rather than taking a ship departing out of Seattle, so congratulations on that one. But if you are doing the Vancouver up to Anchorage itinerary, the best thing to do is, don't do the cruise lines transfer to the ship. It's about $20 for you to just, hop in a cab and do it on your own. This way you're avoiding having to wait for other planes to get in and waiting for the bus to fill up and then, worrying about whether or not your luggage made it on the bus to begin with. Hop in the cab, $20, you're there, and it just makes it a whole lot easier.
All right, thanks for the call. This next one comes in the form of an email. Those listening, you can always email comments at cruiseradio.net. Natalie in Fort Worth, Texas writes, she and her fiance are going on their honeymoon in Hawaii. They know they want to do this, but they're not sure whether to fly there and just tour the islands on their own or take a Hawaiian cruise. Stuart?
Hawaii is actually one of the very best places in the world to go on a cruise, and to be able to go for on your honeymoon, it really is that much more of a special place, considering Hawaii is the number one honeymoon destination on the planet. And spring's always a great time to head to Hawaii. And as far as the available options, probably the best one to take is NCL's Pride of America, which is a U.S. flagship doing seven-night cruises departing out of Honolulu. And the advantage of that is that you can, you know, fly into Honolulu for, you know, 2, 3, 4 days before the cruise, then get on the sailing, and, you know, you'll spend a day in Kona, you'll have 2 days in Maui, 2 days in Kauai, a day in Hilo. You'll be able to see the volcano on the Big Island, as well as doing, you know, taking some helicopter rides, you know, flying over the Nepali coast in Kauai, and essentially doing a lot of your own excursions, because you're in Hawaii, you're in Maui, for, let's say, for 2 days. You can rent the car from the airport, and you can venture around on your own. You can bring a GPS to kind of help pre-plot, but the point is that it is your best option. You're going to wind up with 85 hours in port time on a seven-day cruise versus if there were ships, let's say, sailing from the west coast of the U.S. on 2 weeks, you'd only have 50 hours. Hmm. So the extra time is worth flying over there. Spend a few days in Honolulu, and it'll just make your honeymoon trip that much more special.
Does Norwegian pretty much dominate the Hawaii area?
Well, they have the only U.S. flagship, which means they don't have to visit a foreign port.
Uh-huh.
That's why they have so much time in port, and they're not having to sail from, let's say, you know, the West Coast, Los Angeles or Vancouver or San Diego, and it just makes it a great experience.
What other lines are over there besides NCL?
Well, depending on the time of the year, that's the if you're talking about early spring, you've got, you know, a lot of ships that are actually heading up to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So you can wind up with a Carnival, with a Royal Caribbean, with Princess, with Holland America. But again, these are longer sailings, and they have fewer days that are actually spent in Hawaii.
And our last caller, go ahead.
I just had a quick question for you regarding parking at the Miami terminal. We're cruising out of there, and I've done some research and found out that the parking is $20 per day, and I just didn't know if there were any alternative options to try to recoup some of the cost.
Well, if you're coming to Miami to take a cruise and you don't want to pay the amount at the port, the only really other option are to look at maybe some of the local area hotels to see how much they would charge you. Then, you know, you're having to deal with getting yourself transported to and from. So you really don't have a lot of options of saving a whole lot of money. The only other thing is, I mean, if you went out by Miami International Airport, it's a $20 cab ride each way, and they've got parking there at the Fast Park by the Baker Aviation facility that you can park for like $7.50 a day.
I was going to say, in a lot of those hotels, they promote the park and fly down there in Miami, because I did this recently back in April, but they only actually take you to the ship. They don't bring you, they won't pick you up and bring you back to the property. So you're responsible for your own transportation.
Correct.
From
and
the pier
course,
back to the hotel.
You said you had to stay at the hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
As part of the package. But if you're just, you know, just driving in, it may not be worth the hassle to save a few bucks, because you're going to wind up having to, you know, come and go from the car, and it'll take you, you know, a good half an hour each direction.
Yeah, I say take the convenient route and just park at the pier.
Yep, and it's also very safe there as well.
Thanks for the calls. If you would like to call in with any questions or comments, you can dial 866-874-7957, 866-874-7957, or email comments@cruiseradio.net. Stuart Sheeran, the Cruise Guy, will be back, won't you, with your special hot deals?
As always.
Hotter than a 4th of July firecracker.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you're smoking.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nation.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number 1. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number 1 in cruising nationwide. Cruise One. Yeah.
Oh, let's roll out the hot deals with Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guy. What you got, man?
Hey, anytime you can get any of the Freedom Class ships for under $1,000, that's a great deal.
Okay.
So right now for the summer, speaking of Freedom of the Seas, July, August sailings, peak of the summer, they've got cabins under $1,000, essentially starting from $829 per person.
Mm.
So, in fact, if you look toward the middle toward latter part of August, for example, you'll find some pricing starting at around $699, departing right out of Port Canaveral.
That's cool.
So that's really a great option for the summer. A lot of people will be looking toward, you know, Miami. They want to, you know, what's Norwegian Epic going to be pricing at during the summer? Well, you can get her for around $649. Summer and then, you know, heading into the fall. But some of these sailings that we mentioned last week, you really need to make some advanced planning because the airfare, the availability for the airfare can really escape you. And, the Celebrities Infinity has got that 14-night South America cruise. It's a very, very popular itinerary going from Miami down to Valparaiso, which is Santiago, Chile, going to Cartagena, doing a full transit of the Panama Canal, and then going to Manta, Lima for Callao, Arica, and La Serena for Coquimba. And the pricing, let's say air out of Orlando, you know, just being a larger airport, just as an example, is from $1,758, which includes the round-trip air. And, believe it or not, we actually wound up having some people that were interested in that Asia cruise for January. Aboard Azamara Club Cruises Quest, doing a 14-night Southeast Asia, where it's going to do an overnight in Hong Kong, and it's going to head towards Singapore, where it will do an overnight. And it stops in Da Nang, Ho Chi Minh City, as an overnight. It goes to Bangkok for 3 days and two nights, and Koh Samui. And, the prices with air and a veranda cabin are just starting from $3,999 per person.
Nice.
Again, with air from the U.S. to Hong Kong and then back from Singapore in a balcony cabin. And because they're, we got such great listeners, and congratulations hitting, getting over 30,000, Doug and Matt.
Thank you.
That Azamar is going to throw in a $500 shipboard credit on top of that.
Wow.
So there's a lot of very good deals this summer. And, of course, it's going to be pretty exciting to see what's really going on with Norwegian Epic, and we'll have the details.
Thank you, Stuart. Shearer, the Cruise Guy, found at cruiseguy.com or follow him on Twitter.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio or Facebook us, facebook.com/cruiseradio.
Yeah, next week we're going to be aboard the Norwegian Epic.
Woo-hoo!
The brand spanking new. I'm sure it's got that new ship smell.
Can't wait.
Little media cruise, open bar. That's really all that matters, isn't it?
It is.
From the Cruise One studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
This is Cruise Radio. The proceeding was a presentation of Cruise Addicts.